And on the line with us, as he is every Monday, from the North Bay Business Journal, Brad Bollinger is here. Good morning, Brad.
Happy Monday, Pat and Larry.
Happy Monday to you, if that doesn't seem like an oxymoron. But it is timely in the Business Journal. You're talking about and celebrating the 17 projects that are being recognized for excellence this year. There are real estate projects of some kind or another. And since our focus in the coming year will be on rebuilding, I think that's noteworthy.
Good. Well, thanks for asking about those. These are our annual top projects awards, and we really have quite a lineup this year. We have an event tomorrow night to hand out the awards. We also got the general contractor, one of two general contractors on the Costco building, coming to speak to us, the CEO, Greg Costco. But anyway, so just think back through the year. the Santa Rosa Downtown Square is among our recipients. Smart got up and running.
Yeah.
We had an emergency project on Highway 37 that, you know, was flooded. I think we all forget that. And then we had things like Sarah Lee and Richard's barn at the fairgrounds, which is, really a commitment to continuing our agricultural heritage for our youth so they have a place to show their animals and raise them and what have you. So really a great group. And my personal favorite, the Miracle Field at in Petaluma, which is a rubberized playground and soon to be a playing field for, you know, kids with disabilities.
Yeah.
You know, can't get around on the grass, you know, for wheelchairs and things like that.
Yes, a novel and welcomed idea.
Absolutely.
You know, we reported on this story last week, and I want you to give me the scoop. Are we really going to get a Hard Rock Hotel in Cotati?
That's what the story says. I mean, it's a local family. It's a park and ride lot next to the freeway, perfect for a hotel. And it's called the Reverb Cotati, and it's one of Hard Rock Cafe's new products. So, it may not have the typical Hard Rock look, but it's one of their franchises.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine that, Brad.
That's right, in Cotati.
I know.
But Cotati has a great rock and roll history.
Oh.
Remember the Inn of the Beginning, which goes back to the 70s and 80s, where a lot of the top bands in the Bay Area would play every week. So,
what are you hearing about recovery at large, Brad?
All good things. I mean, we have a good interview with the mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Corsi, who says this is like nothing else. We have to treat this like nothing else. You've got some builders lining up with proposals for people to look at. They're getting the sites cleared. And as I've mentioned before, I don't know if I mentioned it here on the air, but since I'm an old fossil around here, I can remember we have built 6,000 houses in a year. And those years were 88 and 89. And both of those years, Sonoma County issued about 4,500 building permits for dwelling units. Some were apartments, but most by far were single-family dwellings. So in 2 years, we built 9,000 houses. So,
well, we have to look back there, Brad, and find out how we did it, because that is, it's important to draw on our history, especially in this case.
That's right. And then I think, too, an important point going forward is when we get to the end of this thing, we're going to have a building machine in place. And are we just going to let it disperse, or are we going to, we already had a housing shortage. We need to keep going. And
beyond replacement, yes.
Exactly. So that we can, our companies can stay here. We have a lot of premier companies of the future in specialty food and technology. They're going to grow. They're going to grow somewhere. It'd be nice if they grew here so that, local residents could live here and work here. So,
yeah, now all we have to do is see beyond the forest and the trees to get to that point.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, it's a good thought, though, as we think about what we want our revised community to look like.
Exactly. I think we want it to be more fair and balanced in housing than it has been. And it will affect, if we have a supply, it will affect prices. Right now, prices are totally artificial.
Yeah.
I mean, $1 million for an average ranch house is just, should not be. So anyway, that's the predicament we're in.
Okay, so that's just a tiny little effort in the coming years for Sonoma County. But yeah, if you're going to think, why not think big?
Brad,
Brad, thanks for being here today. Always a pleasure.
Have a great week.
That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal on KSRO.